to Exodus chapter 15, and we're going to hear from God. Oh, yeah, but I don't need to hear that, the Bible. I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear another sermon. Come on, what's up with that? I don't need that. Listen to me. You will never be free. You'll never get the answers that you want unless you become somebody who's not only enamored by the Word of God, but that is diligently seeking God through His Word. Why has this always happened to me? Because you're not in line with His Word. Glory to God. In Exodus chapter 15, it's the story of how when the Israelites went across the Red Sea and the Egyptians were swallowed up in it, and now we're at the other side. So they're looking back and they're going, well, first of all, 3 million people walked through the Red Sea. Water on both sides and the ground below them just dry. Think about that for just a minute. 3 million people. Everybody in Seattle walking through the Red Sea. Then they get to the other side and they look back because the Egyptian army is coming at them. And they look back and they go, uh-oh. And God said, don't worry. In an instant, their troubles were over. I said, in an instant, their troubles were over. You might be facing a Red Sea this morning, but I'm telling you, if you'll stick with God and you'll stick on His Word and you'll begin to do the things that He's is designed and asked you to do, glory to God, you're going to see the sea cover your enemies. Chapter 15 and verse 1, and this is again Moses. And then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to tell you that they're singing this song now, but it's not going to be long before the complaining starts. Sometimes it's easy to sing when that starts. And the title of my message today is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Where's here? It's here. It's right here. And tomorrow when you wake up, it'll be here. And then when you go to sleep tomorrow night, it'll be here. And when you get up on Tuesday morning, it'll be here. But where do we go from here? What is our plan going forward? And I'm not necessarily talking about we're going to do this and we're going to do that, but there's a decision that we have to make in going forward that will dictate everything. And we'll talk about that a little bit this morning, or maybe a lot this morning. Let's go on. He says, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. My Father is God, and I will exalt Him. You know, a lot of your troubles would be smaller if you would exalt God, your Father. But not just on Sunday morning in your secret place. When Jesus taught them to pray, He said, listen, get alone by yourself. Go into your house and go into your closet and shut the door. You know what I've found? That any place can be a closet. My recliner is my closet. Right? My car can be my closet. I can be in my closet right now. Why? Because all I have to do is turn my mind toward Him. My Father, Jesus said, our Father, that was an incredible statement. Our Father, who art in heaven. He was equating His Father and your Father as being the same. Is that true? Let me ask you that again. Is that true? Is His Father your Father? When's the last time by yourself in your secret place you spent any time exalting Him? How do you exalt Him? How do you do that? Glory to God. You find out what His Word said about Him and begin to do that. Where do we go from here? The first step is exalting your Father. Exalting Him. What does that look like? All you have to do is look at some of the names that he has and then believe that that name is for you. Let me just give you an example. He's called, one of his names is called El Shaddai. El Shaddai. That's the all-sufficient one. That's the one, the God who is more than enough. More than enough than what? Everything. What do you have need of? He's more than enough. When's the last time you got by yourself in your prayer closet and said, God, I just want to talk to more than enough. I just want to exalt you and see you as more than enough in the situation that I'm facing. I want to get in my prayer closet and see you. And where do we go from here? We go to our prayer closet and we say, Father, I come in Jesus' name. And because your word says that I can come boldly before your throne of grace, I believe I'm there right now. I exalt your name. Your name is Jehovah. Your name is God Almighty. Your name is the Lord that healeth thee. Your name is the Lord that meets all of my needs. Your name is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. Your name is the Lord my banner. God, I raise you up. I lift you up. I exalt you in Jesus' name. Come on. When's the last time we spent any time in our private place saying, God, I just need to know. And watch this again. I heard this. I've said it a few weeks in a row now, but I'm going to say it again. Do you know that the Holy Spirit's job, Jesus said, that He is going to remain and He's going to be not only with you, but He's going to be in you. And when He's in you, He's going to lead you and show you and teach you all things that concern me. And all things that concern me are the very fact that my life and my death and my burial, my resurrection, made it possible for you to be with Him. With Him. Glory to God. So in our secret place, it's like, Holy Spirit, reveal who Jesus is. Reveal who the Father is. I want a fellowship. I want to exalt in my mind who He is. There's a scripture that says, He'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. When's the last time that you imagine God to be who He is? And not only that, imagine yourself as a recipient of God's power. Come on. I read in a book somewhere where God did this and God did that and God did that. And that's outside. But what I want you to do in a first step of where do we go from here is get with God, find out what His Word said about Him and who He is, and find yourself in that Word and then begin to imagine yourself in your life as what would your life be different if that was really true for you? Glory to God. He said in His Word, my God and my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Just imagine, just be in your closet with God, imagining, exalting the fact that, Lord, there's nothing impossible with You. And You said, if I'm in You, that there's nothing impossible for me. So the situation that I'm facing is not anything that I can't overcome because You're with me. Come on. And rather than going to God, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily wrong, talking to Him about all your troubles. Why don't you go to Him and ask Him who He is? And then make that real to you and exalt Him in it. Woo, glory to God. The Lord is a... Verse 3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh, his chariots and his army, He has cast into the sea. He has chosen captains over... also over... All were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy into pieces. And the greatness of Your excellence You have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath and consumed them like stubble. Rather than complaining about where our country is and what's going on and how terrible things are and how inflation is wrapping us up, why don't we exalt Him and say, you're the same God that did this and you're the same God that will do it again for me in Jesus' name. I refuse to fear. I refuse to worry. I refuse to have frustration. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will uphold thee with my righteous right hand, the hand of His power. He's the same God. Where do we go from here? We go to Him. We go in Him. We go with Him. And we go for Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. I love that picture. With the blast of your nostrils. The waters were gathered. The floods stood upright like a heap. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. And the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will drive the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied in them. I will draw the sword, and my hand shall destroy them. What's the enemy saying to you? What lie is he trying to tell you? It's over. It's too late. God will do it for somebody else, but He won't do it for you. Right? You need to get in the Word of God and find out what God says about you and quit listening to the lies of the enemy and start declaring who God says that you are. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, it may be look like I'm cast down, but I'm not over. It's not over. Glory to God. Why? Because God is with me. All he has to do is blow out his nostril and everything will be all right. Glory to God. Verse 10 says, you blew with your wind and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, O glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like you? Who is like you? No, when you say that, that's not somebody or a God that's out there somewhere that you cannot touch. That's the God that Jesus died on the cross so that you could have a personal, intimate relationship with Him. He's the same God who is near. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He forever was and forever is and forever will be. He's the same God that's all-knowing, all-powerful. He's everywhere at all times. That's the same God that's working on your behalf and is available to you 24/7. Anytime. In the middle of pressure, what we need to do is say, time out. I need to go to my secret place. You can be in the middle of a meeting and go to your secret place. Right? You can be at your job and say, listen, at lunchtime, I'm just going to take a time out. I'm just going to take a time out and I'm going to spend it exalting the Lord my God. Rather than spend it with the people who are complaining about how lousy they got it. Glory to God. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia, and the chief priests of Edom will be dismayed, and the mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them, and the greatness of your arm will be as still as the stone. Till your peoples pass over, O Lord, till your people pass over, whom you have purchased. Look at they're singing now. They're singing, oh, glory to God, the sea's been dried up. We're going in, we're going in, we're going in, we're going in. And you know that they could have went in if they'd have followed Him. It's easy to sing right after a victory. But when pressure comes, you need to keep on singing. When things seem to be dismayed, you need to keep on singing. When things aren't right, you just need to keep on singing. Because the same one who promised is faithful. Verse 17, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling. the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands stand have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Amen. For the horses of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, and the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam got happy. The prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and the women went out after her with timbrels and dances, and Miriam answered them. Come on, think about this. Now, we're not talking about five ladies on the worship team. We're talking about all the ladies out of 3 million. Timbrels and dancing, shouting and singing. Think about that for just a minute. They didn't need loudspeakers, right? Because there was a volume of them that were crying out. Woo! Listen to what they're singing. The same Mary will get in trouble in a little while for mumbling. But sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider are thrown into the sea. Sing unto the Lord. Come on, dance, jump. Think about what God has done for you and remember it and bring it back to your remembrance in the secret place in the midst of what you're going through. Say, listen, nothing is too difficult for my God. The same one who delivered me from drugs can deliver me from this pain. The same one who got me out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light can get me out of this depression and into praise. The same God. I need to meditate on Him. Where are we going to go from here? We're going to the same God who's delivered us before. And He'll deliver us again. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out from the wilderness of Sur. And they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, and they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter, therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained. The same ones were singing 3 days later. Oh, God. Oh, God. And we could laugh at them. We could say, yeah, those pathetic people. But we do the same exact thing. God does something in our lives. We get a victory. We go, woo, glory to God. Let me test. I want to tell you what God did for me. And then 3 days later, a pain comes, or a bill comes, or your mother-in-law comes, or something happens, right? And glory to God. And you go, oh God, deliver me from this trial, Lord. I don't know where you went, but God, you're far away from me. No, in the midst of 3 days, we need to continue our praise. In the midst of our being, where do we go from here? We go back to the closet. We go back to the prayer room. We go back to exalting God. We go back to praising Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 24, and the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast a tree into the waters, and the waters were made sweet, and there he made a statue and an ordinance for them, that there he tested them. And he said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you on which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. If, everybody say if, we have a part to play. How many want to be blessed? How many want to be cursed? Now let me ask you this. How many are at the place of if and choosing Him rather than complaining? Who are at the place, come on, of being able to choose and making the right choice to exalt Him when you want to yell at Him? Why, God? Why me, God? Why? Or, God, how come you did this? Or, how come you didn't do this? Or, how come... Listen, if you want God's blessing, you must diligently do what He requires of us to do. Hallelujah. And it's not as difficult as we think it is. Because here's what he said. In the Old Testament, if you went by the Pentateuch of the five books of the Old Testament with the these and the thous and the don'ts and the do's and do this, don't do that, observe this, don't observe that, all of those things. If you were trying to do it that way, it would be pretty tough. But he said two things. It all boils down to two things. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. And the second is like that, to love your neighbor as yourself. If you'll diligently do that, His blessings will come upon you. But there's so much wrapped up in that, that we have to take hold of that and bring it back to our minds. Now listen, we need to be led by His Spirit. Right? And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, we're not going to turn there, but it says this, it says that those who are the sons of the God are led by the Spirit of God. I'm a child of God. I should be led by the Spirit of God. But I want to tell you another place where you're led, and if you'll begin to develop it and begin to gain access to it, you know what's right, your conscience will tell you what's right, you do what's right. Where do we go from here? We become people of integrity that do what's right, whether anybody is watching or not. If we're not supposed to do something and we wouldn't do it in church, why are we doing it on the job? If God said to love my neighbor as myself, why am I not loving my neighbor? Why am I complaining? Why am I cursing? Why am I hating? Why am I gossiping? Why am I? Come on. If you diligently do what He tells you to do, none of these diseases will come upon you. And there's so many ifs. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. How many want to be blessed? Well, if God, you know, God is sovereign. He blesses who He wants to bless, and He might bless some others more than me because He likes them better or whatever. And I'm telling you, that's a lie. I said, that's a lie. That's a lie. Well, how come they get more than I do? And how come this and how come that? Stop it. Quit talking like that. Maybe they're doing something that you're not doing. Maybe, listen, maybe, just maybe, their purpose is different than yours. Some purposes are designed to have more than other purposes. Paul said it this way, man, I've learned to be content in whatever state I find myself in, whether I have a lot or I have a little. Because my contentment's not what I have, it's who has me. Verse 1 says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully in all of His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now he's saying this to the nation of Israel. Listen, boys and girls, if you want to be set on high, I will do it. But these are the conditions what you need to do. You need to do what God tells you to do. Let's just break that down. In your daily life, is your language the language of God or the language of your flesh or maybe even the language of Satan? If you know it, you know, if you're driving on a freeway, somebody cuts you off and you give a tirade that's filled with adjectives that you know that you wouldn't say in church, right? You know that you're not diligently hearkening unto the voice of the Lord your God, because that's not God who inspired you to do it. Where do we go from here? We go into our prayer closet, we praise Him, we worship Him, but we also make a commitment that I'm going to serve You no matter what. I'm going to serve You according to Your Word, whether people like it or not. I've committed myself to You, and therefore, if everybody in the world turns against Your Word, I'm not going to do it. Because I'm diligently hearkening to the voice because I gave my word when I asked Jesus to become my Lord that I would follow Him for the rest of my life. And what follow means is that whatever He says, I do. And if that's not where you are, maybe you haven't really committed yourself to Him. And you said, why am I not blessed? Well, because you're half in and half out. Are we going to get all in at some point or not? Right? Where do we go from here? We go into our prayer closet and we find out who He is and we begin to exalt Him. But the second point is that we consecrate our lives to Him and doing what He's asked us to do. Husbands, love your wives. It's easy for me to do. I'm talking about other people now, right? It's easy for me to do, but no, that's not a choice. That's a commitment. Love your wives. Praise God. It's a blessing. Now watch this one. Wives, honor, respect your husband. You go, have you met him? Who he is not a determining factor in where we go from here. Who you are and your obedience to God's word is what the factor is. I'm going to honor him no matter what. I'm going to love her no matter what. Good days, bad days. I'm going to put integrity in my following God, in the word of God, because I want not only to be blessed, but I gave him my word that I would. Where do we go to him from here? We become people of integrity who follow after God with all of our hearts and not just part of it. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. 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 I'm not crazy about his kids, but I love the Lord. I love the Lord. How many know these kids aren't perfect? Just look in the mirror. Just look in the mirror. Right? None of us are perfect. How do you forgive some people that have just done cruel things to you? How do you do that? You choose to. You make a choice. But your choice is not based on what they do or didn't do. Your choice is based on that God told you to. Right? And it's a choice. You don't have to like them. You definitely don't have to like what they did. You don't have to trust them, but you have to forgive them. What does that look like? God, this really hurts, and every time I see their face, I want to smash it. They've caused me so much pain, it's lasted me my whole life. But God, I put them in your hands. For I'm not the one who judges, you are. And the reality is for them to do something as harmful to me as they did, it had to be under the influence of Satan. Right? Because no normal person would do what they did without some motivation that was demonic. So Lord, I ask you to deliver them from that demon. And God, I forgive them and I place them in your judgment, in your hands. If you'll follow his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds and the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall you be in the basket and in your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause you to be defeated, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face, and they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command blessing on your storehouses into which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will bless you if we have to do things His way. Now, where do we go from here? We come before Him and we worship Him and we exalt Him and we give Him all the glory, do His name. But then we do what He tells us to do. We believe that His Word is true. We believe that He's God, and we believe that He really is exalted. And if God is my master, then I'm going to do what He tells me to do. If he says to tell the truth, I'm going to tell the truth. If He says to be honorable among all men, I'm going to be honorable among all men. If He says not to steal, I'm not going to steal. If He says not to lie, I'm not going to lie. And for some of us, it's going to take practice not to do it because we're in the habit of doing it. Hello? I need to look at the truth through His eyes and not my own. Because I found that I'm right a lot more than I'm wrong. In my own eyes, right? I'm right 99% of the time. In my own eyes. Don't look at me like that. You are too. But the reality is that there's their truth, your truth, and the truth. And if you'll diligently seek Him and say, Lord, what is my part in this? Tell me your truth. And I'm not coming for you to referee and tell me I'm this right and they're that right and I just want me and you. What do you want to say to me this day? Because that's the truth that I want to walk in. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? I want to be blessed, but I don't want to just be blessed to have things. I want to be blessed to be a blessing. And don't get me wrong, I've been blessed. God has blessed Renita and I. We've been blessed. We consider ourselves very, very blessed people. And we are. But I believe there's more. So that if I put myself where I'm diligently seeking Him and I'm finding out who He is and who He said that I am, and I can begin to see myself in that, then I can gain in blessing so that I can pour out more blessing. And it's not just financial things. It's so many different things. I need to grow in my experience and my faith in knowing that the Holy Spirit guides me and leads me. Why? Because then when somebody comes to me and they don't have an answer for something, I can believe that God will use me to talk to them or to touch them. I could go into many different times and scenarios when I went into situations where God, what do I say? What do I do? How do I answer this? And you're going, and in your mind you're going, well, this could happen, 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 this could happen. But you get there and you don't know what's going to happen. But you trust God that He will give you the words to speak. Can I tell you of just one that I'm talking about? So I'm talking about putting God in His place, finding out where our place is, walking in the integrity that God has put in His Word for us, and then trusting that God is with you. I get a call, this was many, many years ago. I get a call, and this a mother, she'd given birth, and I think the baby was like 6 weeks old. The baby was 6 weeks old. I get a call, and I had to go out to the house because the mother, in the night, was breastfeeding. The baby fell asleep, and the baby smothered under the weight of the breasts. What do you say? What do you do? God, here I am. Use me. Right? But I was able to go out there. I was able to be with them. I was able to speak into the mother and the rest of the family. And I was able to bring a little bit of peace to the situation. And over the months, helped them heal of the situation. Glory to God. Sometimes it's nothing more than being there for them. One other time, my sister called me and she said, "Listen, my friend's mom is dying. She's got a heart condition that they've fixed several times, but this is the end. It's all they would like you to come and talk to the mother." I've never met her before. Okay. I'm on my way, and it's at Tacoma General. I'm on my way and driving there. I said, "Lord, I'm going, but I'm not going by myself. I'm not going representing myself." It's all right, honey. They got it covered. Yeah. I'm not going representing myself. I'm representing you, and I believe that you're going with me. So I walked into him, and when we first got there, we had to stay in the hall because they were doing something in the room. And so finally we got into the room and chit-chatted for a minute. But in the inside, there was just so strong inside of me that I was going there as a child of God, as a minister of God, with the wisdom of God, with the power of God, with the presence of God. And so it became my turn to talk to her. So I pulled up a chair right by her bed, and I said, "Listen, I forget her name, but listen, the Spirit of God is here. There are angels in this room. You know Jesus, and He knows you, and it's soon to be your graduation time, but I just want you to be aware of His presence in this room right now." And I'm telling you, the power of God filled that room. Everybody in the room was, and there were several of us in the room, were blown away. There was one lady who was from another state who was kind of agnostic, and she came away from there going, "Did you feel that? Did you feel that? What was that?" That was the presence of God brought in by a child of God, because a child of God diligently followed the Word of God. Where do we go from here? We get in our prayer closet with the Word of God, find out who He is and exalt Him, and then we make a commitment to do what He tells us to do and to follow what He says. And when we have a choice, we don't have a choice because He said to choose this. Right? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. You know that you have choices. Everything that you do, for the most part, is choice. You're here today because you chose to get up and drive here. Right? You're listening because you're choosing to listen. Or you're not listening because you're choosing not to listen. Right? I mean, that's the reality. I mean, you're just like me. I can be in the middle of something and choose not to listen to it. Thank you for your thing. Verse 7 says this, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. If he sows to his flesh, he will of the flesh reap corruption. But if he sows to the Spirit, he will reap the Spirit. Excuse me. If he sows to the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Come on. How many want to be blessed? We got to choose from here to sow of the Spirit. To do what's right. To do what we know God is saying to do. To praise Him when we don't feel like praising Him. For lifting His name up in the midst of situations, for acting on His Word when it's not popular. It seems to me that we're coming into a time, and we've arrived, where it's post-Christian America. What do I mean by that? I mean, it used to be that we were a Christian nation. Everything, if you said, well, the Bible says, it had a little bit of respect to it. Now, if you say the Bible says, most people will jeer at it. But keep saying what the Bible says. Keep believing what the Bible says. Keep the integrity of the Word of God strong in your heart and live by it. Where will we go from here? We'll go into His presence. We'll do what He wants us to do. We'll be committed to His Spirit. We'll believe that we can do what He says we can do, and we'll act like He wants us to act. One more scripture and we'll close. Go back to Joshua 24. Joshua 24. Now Joshua was the man after Moses, and he was the one who actually led them into the promised land. But I love this 24th chapter because it says, folks, you got choices. I'm saying to you today, where do we go from here? You have a choice. You can choose which way you go. Look at verse 15. 24:15. He says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether it's the God of your fathers that serve on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That means you must make demands. We don't do that here. We don't act that way here. Your kids can't watch that here. Right? Because we're serving the Lord. We're not going to follow after the gods of the Amorites or the god of the Moabites or the god of... We're not going to put statues up in our house. We're not going to allow that on our screen. We're not going to allow that to come into our thoughts. We're not going to compromise. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Look at verse 19. It said, but Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. What he was referring to is that if you go after the gods of the Amorites and the Moabites and the, you know, if you do that, you can't serve God. So we have to choose for ourselves today, are we going to go all in for God, or are we just going to do things our way? Where are we going to go from here? Come on. Just us in this room, if we'll make a decision to go from this place doing what I'm describing to you today, we can change our families, we can change our nation, we can change our state. Why? Because God will inhabit people who are obedient to Him. Amen? We'll be the head and not the tail. We'll be above and not beneath. Come on. We'll be blessed when we go in. We'll be blessed when we come out. Come on, we're blessed in the city, we'll be blessed in the country. Everything that we set our hands to will prosper. And oftentimes they're not prospering because we're half-hearted. And God says, come on, where do we go from here? See me as who I am. Do what I tell you to do because I'm God. Come on. And then believe I can do through you what I say I can do. Amen. Did y'all get something this morning? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now listen, in light of that, we're going to have an opportunity to practice that in a couple of hours. Because we're going to have a memorial service and we're going to honor Big Jim and minister to Marcy and Kimmy and all of that. But the reality is there will be people that come that don't know us, or maybe they do know us, whatever. There's going to be a lot of people here. We have the opportunity to work for God and love people. Amen. Be an example. Pray for people and honor people in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I, as the shepherd of this church, declare to you That is, for me and my church, we will serve you. Forgive us for compromise. Forgive us, Lord, for not doing everything that we know we should do. And God, we just ask you to bless everybody who's listening. And if there's someone who's listening that never made Jesus the Lord of their lives, today's your day. Just believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead. He will be with you. But be all in. Don't just be half-hearted. Find a church. Find your Bible. Begin to read your Bible. Begin to pray. Put off the things you know you're not supposed to do. Put on His Spirit. Walk with Him, for He loves you, and He's got a plan for you. And the reality is, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. There is a heaven to gain, but there's a hell to shun. You choose on this life, on this part of your life, whether you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And the only way to go to heaven is by making Jesus the Lord of your life, because He died for your sins. If you did that today, do it right now. If you do it, let us know. We love you. We worship God for you. And we thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.